Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will indeed be opened. These are the words, possibly some of the most famous words of Jesus Christ. Most people have heard these, even if they've never stepped foot in a church. And I think they speak to something so fundamental about the human heart, the human mind. Bishop Robert Barron compares the human mind and the human heart to a search engine. He says that our heart is like a search engine that doesn't just want one or two truths, doesn't want kind of like this little particular fact or that little fact over there. No, our heart is a search engine that is seeking and searching for nothing less than truth itself. Truth himself. Our hearts are designed to seek, to ask for, and to knock for truth himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what I'm proclaiming to you today, that your heart and mine is designed to seek nothing less and to rest in nothing less than Jesus Christ the Lord. I have gone through a very long process to get to this point of believing that. When I was in college, I was really wrestling with the Lord. I was asking a lot of good questions, a lot of questions that I think all of us have asked at some point or another, and if you haven't, then you can go home and that's your homework. But these are like the most important questions, right? Like, why is there something rather than nothing? Why are we here? Why do I go to church? What's the point? Like, is this for real? Do we really believe this? And God, if you are real, then what's up with all this stuff going on in the world? Like, what's going on, not even just out in the world, but what's going on in my heart? Like, what's going on in there? Why is there anger? Why is there jealousy? Why is there fear and anxiety? And so I was asking all these questions in college, and the way that the Lord gave me a way to vent these questions and propose them to him was through my art. So I painted in college and drew and cartooned and all sorts of things. And during my senior year, I had a thesis project that really gave me the opportunity that I needed in that point in my life to just have it out with God, to like ask those questions, to throw paint on a giant 6-foot board of wood and say, God, what's going on? Who are you and who am I? Who are you, Lord, and who am I? I think that something like that is happening in our first reading today between Abraham and the Lord. He is having this really intense conversation where the fate of two cities seems to be kind of hanging in the balance. And Abraham's like, God, what is going on? Why are you about to destroy these cities? Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? And so he gets into this kind of little game almost. And he starts saying, if there's 50, are you going to destroy it? And God says, no, of course not. Or if there's 45 innocent people, will you destroy it? Of course not. If there's 35, 30, 20, he gets down all the way to 10. And the Lord each time is like, no, of course not. I won't destroy it if there's that many. But as the story goes on, we find out that there wasn't that many. And those cities do get destroyed. And why? Because they had asked for and they had sought and they had knocked for all the wrong things. They had asked for, sought out, and knocked for this life of complete destruction. In some ways, they had already brought destruction upon themselves. And so when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, that is the fruit of their choices. And yet, something else deeper, I think, is going on with this conversation between Abraham and the Lord. Because our reading gives us a hint. Right before the conversation ensues, it says that the Lord remained standing there, and it said that Abraham drew near. The Lord remained standing, and Abraham drew nearer. And so the conversation, in a sense, can be seen through this lens of Abraham asking the Lord, seeking the Lord, knocking on the heart of the Lord. And over the course of this conversation, he finds, he discovers that the Lord desires to give mercy, that the Lord wants to save, that he's not out to get Sodom and Gomorrah. In fact, Sodom and Gomorrah is out to get itself. They are their own worst enemy, and the Lord desires to give mercy. And so what really was going on there, I think, is Abraham was getting to know the Lord. He was growing in relationship with the Lord who loved him and in fact loved every single soul that was in Sodom and Gomorrah. We often forget that. We think of God destroying things because he hates those people. No, he's out to destroy sin. He's out to destroy death. He's out to destroy all the things that keep us from asking for him, from seeking him, from knocking on his heart. Philip Neri, one of a saint that I've recently kind of got to know a little bit better, he has a really great quote, and he says, "He who wants anything other than Christ does not know what he wants. He who asks for anything other than Christ doesn't know what he's asking for." And I think if we look into our own hearts, there's all sorts of things that we want, there's all sorts of things that we ask for that are not the Lord. Sometimes I personally would love like a perfect family, like a perfect like existence. I want all this stuff, like I want to be somebody that I'm not, maybe. Instead of turning to the Lord and wanting him and wanting his will for my life. I want success. I want to be kind of the best that I could possibly be. And I want to be the one that makes myself the best that I could possibly be. And yet, it would be so much better if I just wanted the Lord and asked for him. Some of us may want more than anything political triumph. We want to win. We want comfort. We want health, right? Perfect health. We want friends and family to affirm us and to support us and maybe sometimes tolerate us if they can even do that much. But really what we should be wanting, what we should be asking for, what we should be seeking and knocking on the door for is truth, right? Our hearts are made to desire truth. And then there's also another fact about our faith which is so beautiful and which is so freeing and liberating. Because as we are asking for the Lord and as we are seeking for the Lord and as we are knocking on the Lord's heart, we come to find out and we come to be blown away by the fact that all along the Lord has been asking for us. That the Lord has been actively seeking us out so that we can be found. He has been knocking on our cold, hard hearts. And he's trying to warm them up. And he's trying to soften them. And that is so beautiful. That is like why we come to church. Because our God first asked us. We would not ask for the Lord if he did not first ask for us. We would not seek the Lord if he did not first seek for us. And we would not knock on his heart if we did not first have him knock on our heart. That is the liberating truth. And that is ultimately the story of the incarnation. That God loved us so much that he sent his only son to die for us. And that's what St. Paul is talking about today in that beautiful second reading from the letter to the Colossians, where even though we were dead in our sins, like Sodom and Gomorrah, by the way, dead, already brought destruction upon ourselves, Jesus put that to death. He nailed our sins to the cross so that they could die, so that we could no longer walk in sin, but instead ask for life, seek his life, to knock on his heart, which was pierced for us. So that is kind of the question that I pose. Like, what are we asking for? And what are we seeking? What are we knocking for? We need to ask those questions. And for me, it looked like throwing paint at a piece of wood. But however you do it, however you and the Lord work it out, enter into a conversation like Abraham did. Like, start that relationship. Draw near to the Lord who is standing right there in front of you. And say, like, God, do I want you? Do I really ask for you? Do I seek you above everything else? Do I knock properly at the right doors at the right times? Or am I busting up my heart by looking for all the wrong things? God is there to help us. God is going to help us ask and seek and knock on the right door at the right time. But we have to include him. In just a few moments, we as a church and throughout the whole world, we will ask the Lord to show up again on the altar. We will seek the Lord who gives himself to us as our food. And we will knock on his sacred heart once more, and he will show up and he will lay down his life. He will die and rise for us here on this altar. He will give us his resurrected life, and we will be filled with peace. We will be filled with happiness and joy. But we have to continue to ask, seek, and knock all the days of our life. And he will show up, and he will fill us with the truth that we are all thirsting for.